Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 14, 1806. Preparations for leaving. The Indians have told the captains that it is too early to try to cross the mountains. But the captains base their decision on the tremendous amount of water coming down the river, which leads them to believe the snows have melted. They decide to leave tomorrow. Captain Clark writes,
"Sent out hunters this morning. Coulter killed a deer and brought it in by 10 a.m. Drewyer did not return until night. He wounded a deer, but could get none. Neither of the other hunters killed nothing. We had articles packed up and ready for a start in the morning. Our horses collected and hobbled, that they may not detain us in the morning. We expect to set out early, and shall proceed with as much expedition as possible over those snowy, tremendous mountains, which has detained us near 5 weeks in this neighborhood, waiting for the snow to melt sufficient for us to pass over them. And even now I shudder with the expectation of great difficulties in passing those mountains, from the depth of the snow and the want of grass sufficient to subsist our horses, as about 4 days we shall be on top of the mountain, which we have every reason to believe is covered with snow the greater part of the year." Captain William Clark, June 14, 1806.
Captain Lewis weighs in with his reasons for proceeding on.
"Everybody seems anxious to be in motion, convinced that we have not now any time to delay if the calculation is to reach the United States this season. This I am determined to accomplish, if within the compass of human power."
The desire to keep moving is driving the captains, even though they worry that the snow will be too deep to travel. The Indians' advice is ignored. The goal is Traveler's Rest on the other side of the mountain. Traveler's Rest was the party's camp on September 9 to 11, 1805, and will be again June 30 to July 3, 1806. Tomorrow, departing as planned.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.